So what was bothering you there? L'chein zesh amru atrasam barashem.
Right.
Das sheyedu.
Shebeglan zachu.
Das sheyedu shebeglala zachu l'chayel amabo. It's a funny...
Mitzuya says mitzuya imohem.
Mitzuya imohem. Now, what does he mean? Does it mean that they know that because of this, there's ochata alam haba? Or does it mean das?
I think the correct here says dea.
Dea?
Yeah, the knowledge.
Sheyedu. So what is sheyedu shebegol zochel chay alam haba?
I think it means it's the knowledge that they knew.
Dea sheyedu.
In the knowledge that they knew, because of which they were zechut to chayel amava.
So why didn't you just say klam hadeya?
Hadeya shebiglal zachu.
Why didn't you just say klam hadeya shebiglal zachu l'chayel amava?
So what's the next one? How does it go?
No, that's the next one.
And the next one?
Yeah, klam hadeya sheyadu. Shebiglala zacha l'chayel amaba mitzuyim ahem.
The day that they know, that they knew, because of which they were zocha to the shalom haba.
So what do you need sheyadu for?
The knowledge which they
is
knew.
Is this the same gears as kavachas?
This I think usually is.
This is kavach, yeah, usually is.
This is the one, yeah.
So what does it mean? It means the knowledge.
The knowledge which they knew in their life, maybe.
Which sheyadu, they knew in their life.
Shebeglala, because of that knowledge of Havayim Ava, Mitzuya Imayim.
Okay. V'yatar Shalayim. Kenyin Shem HaShlom Abatar She'et Shalom Imo. V'arei Omer V'simcha Solom Arosham V'ein HaSimcha Guf K'dei She'tenuach Al Arosh Kach HaTar She'amru Chachomim K'an Hi HaYediya
Hadeya.
Hi Hadeya?
We're gonna have to get you Frankel's.
What is this? Nanin Mizivashkina. She yodim umasigim meyamita sakar baruch ma she'enam yodim vehim beguf ha'ofa ha'efa v'ha'shafel. Okay, so what was your problem?
My problem is like, it sounds like the knowledge is being compared to a crown, right? And that's on their heads. So it sounds like they are not the knowledge. The part, like, there's like them, the tzaddikim, and the knowledge is with them. But like, there's two things. There's the tzaddikim and there's the knowledge that's with them. As opposed to like, the knowledge is
them?
The essence of a person. The knowledge is the intellect. And that's what exists, the knowledge itself.
Yeah, but the knowledge...
Not the person.
I mean, it's not the person. How is that the person?
Right.
But like your personality, like your ego, like I thought that's like part of your, you know, part of a physical thing that goes away. That
it has to be they, because who's getting all the marble? You can't say the knowledge is getting all the marble.
Right.
So they're getting all the marble because of the knowledge that they gained.
So what's they?
What?
What is they? Is they like?
They is the nefesh.
But isn't the soul equal to its identical to its knowledge?
No. Like, no. So then there's no soul.
That's what allows you to perceive the knowledge.
I thought the intellect is its action. Like intellect is.
I don't know what that means. That's be a recipient of the good,
right.
And the recipient is a being. And the being has knowledge, and because of that knowledge, there's Ochre Chai Olam Haba.
So you're saying the soul has knowledge, but the soul is not identical with the knowledge?
No.
Nowhere.
Yeah, because also the soul could there could be rishas.
Right.
Intellect.
There could be, it affects the soul.
Yeah, soul could become human related.
The soul could be evil.
In Yesodia Torah.
And that's why he says that what is their enjoyment? The enjoyment is that they had a knowledge in this life. But now this knowledge will be able to function in a deeper way so that they'll understand God better. In a way that they couldn't understand the knowledge in this existence. In other words, the connection between the knowledge and God will be greater in that other existence when the guf is separated. It will take on a deeper function.
Right. But the Rambam, in Yesodei Torah, it talks about like the nefesh, the tzuras nefesh.
Yeah.
So I think he says in Perek Dal, the easy part, you know? Easier part, right? Mm-hmm. He says, Ve'ina, I think it's like a lacha ches.
Which song? Perek Dal lacha ches?
I think, yeah, Perek Dal ches.
Eshko basar hitzuraso, shenasan lo akel. Vahadas hayesera matzir benafsho shal adam hitzuraso adam hasholim b'dayto. That's the whole man. Right.
So like in the, you see towards the end of like Halakha Tess where he's saying why it doesn't disintegrate when like the body dies?
Yes. So what?
Okay, I guess that's not proof. No. Okay, so you're saying that there's the soul and the knowledge are two different things. They're not identical with each other.
No, because knowledge doesn't get all the model.
Yeah.
What good is it going to do me?
And then how does
the soul perceives the knowledge, and this and the knowledge that the soul perceives is not absolute knowledge either. It's knowledge that the soul can perceive. He says that's why he says, what's that again? That's what God gave Nasa Adam. That man should be able to perceive the knowledge.
Always that way. Don't think it's just God. Man works exact same way.
Man is in potential. Sometimes
he's in potential. Sometimes he actualizes. Sometimes he just has potential to know. Sometimes he actually
the dea, the odea,
and
the yadua are one.
Yeah. All one and the same. It's not something special by God. That's just what knowledge is.
Special by God is that God's knowledge is always actual and man's.
Man's is
sometimes in potential, but when man's knowledge is actualized, that's
well, it's not the same knowledge. I mean, God's
no,
knowledge.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But still,
knowledge.
Right. But then the fact that it's all one.
Right. He's saying don't confusing. Don't think the soul is something other than the knowledge. The soul is just the action of comprehension, the ability to comprehend, and when it comprehends, the knowledge and the soul are the exact same thing. There's no separate.
You know, not so the soul, the yodea.
Yodea.
Okay.
There's
something separate. There's the soul,
he's not wiping out the soul.
But he's talking about the fact.
He's saying when the soul functions, so the knowledge is not an alien thing, but it's part of like when the person is thinking and thought, so that part of him that's thinking is not separated from the thought, but it's actualized through the thought.
Right.
So that's the Odeya and the Yadua.
But there's so to speak, there is something separate.
Right. Otherwise, you can't.
I mean, because then what do you mean? He means
it's not separate. It's not like an acquisition, like you own this thing.
It's the actualization of the soul itself.
It's actually right. You're not actualizing yourself by owning a car.
But it doesn't mean to say there's nothing else besides knowledge.
No.
The soul is not equal to the knowledge.
How can that be? Then there's no soul.
And so that like...
And the soul's knowledge is a certain brand of knowledge. Of course, it's not God's knowledge.
Right. So so you know like the eye, every person has an eye.
Right.
So is that after you die, that's still there, the self-awareness identity? Or is that the ego, is that a psychological thing?
That's a different question.
Well, doesn't the psychology definitely have an effect also on the soul? I mean,
right. right, in this world, yes.
I'm saying that also in terms of...
Not in the next world.
But I'm saying it's not going to... that's a person's rishus, I mean, in terms of how, right?
Right. Yeah, but I mean to say, he doesn't... He doesn't have a, his question is there an awareness of the self?
Or is that a psychological
phenomenon?
Right.
Because if the soul is functioning in the enjoyment of perceiving God, so it wouldn't be functioning in the enjoyment of perceiving the self. Except insofar as the function of the soul. But it doesn't have a self-identity like an ego.
He's constantly involved in the...
He's constantly involved in the process.
So to speak, there's no time for him to think about himself.
That's right.
It's like by the mouth. That's what he said, by the mouth. It'll do about my mouth.
Right.
He should be thinking
yeah,
about
that's right.
Mouth.
The self-awareness is a psychological phenomenon.
Should be the knowledge is separate from the mouth. Because the mouth has the knowledge.
That's right. Because there is the mouth.
Right. So that's another answer to that question. You know, the answer to that question is why is the mouth too... Because
yeah,
the mouth is non-physical, so then how is he different than the proof of God is one?
I mean, God is one?
Yeah, because you said it's the mouth and then it's existence. That's like anything which is created, like the existence.
Has existence
right.
Of the
right. But here's another thing, is that it's knowledge, is saying it's separate from...
Well, and because it exists, it's given existence, so the knowledge is naturally different than God's knowledge.
Yeah.
And
it makes it into a different thing.
Right.
It can't truly be one.
But then you say like it has parts. It's like really composed of two things: it and its knowledge.
But it's actualized. That's what he wants to say. It's two things in a certain sense,
right?
But not two things like you and your
like compounds. Not like
it's not like you and your table.
Right. I mean, the knowledge is like an actualization of the mouth.
That's right.
So it's two. It wouldn't be. It doesn't qualify for Yichud Hashem, but it doesn't make a thing physical.
Right. But God, you don't say that there's God and then there's knowledge. Because he's not an acquired existence.
Yeah. Right, and that's what he said, because it's always actual, there's no...
Right. Tough stuff.
Yeah.
So we say there are things that emanate from his essence. And those are the human mitos.
That's only for the human being.
Only for the human being, yeah. That's correct.
So, but a person who has a knowledge...
That's the Rambam in the beginning of the Mora on the denial of the attributes.
A person who has a knowledge of the Yud Gimel Midos is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he doesn't know HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Right. He's closer. He's closer.
But also just that point that... Here's a nice point. When the Rambam says it's the knowledge of God... And the angels and Shah Maisim, that's what you get Olam Haba for, but then Hechos, because that's Omid Ol Olamim, but then
right.
Hechos Mezuzah, he says only Diyasur Olamim.
I know, but we just said.
No, that's just if you want to.
Right. Diyasur, because everything revolves around you approach the knowledge of God.
Right.
You never can really have the knowledge of God. That's impossible for a human being, but you can approach the knowledge of God.
Right.
And in that approach, there is a great joy in the soul.
Right. But also, like, that's why, like, the Olam Haba is for only something that relates to, like, the Diyas Hashem itself. Any knowledge that doesn't tie back to God, so it wouldn't be Olam Haba. Right? It's God, the angels, and he says Shar Maisim, but it's referring to the Maise Hashkafas Hashem.
Okay.
Right? Because in Hilchos Mezuzah, all he says is Yodeh, the only thing is the knowledge of Tzur Olam. He doesn't say knowledge of angels there.
Well, all knowledge is revolves around the knowledge of God.
Right.
So the knowledge of angels is something which gives you a knowledge of God.
Right, and that's why you have Olam Haba from it.
Right.
Right, that's why it lasts forever, and it's...
Right. But Shara Maisen, I think he means Maisen Gracious.
Right.
Okay.
Even though another Rambam by Gary says it's, we tell the Gary it's based on Chachma and Ruh Chachma So Maisen or something?
I think he says that in Elchus, what is it?
Surabiyah.
Surabiyah, he says that?
Surabiyah, isn't that where he has the
Perkei Gimel? Yeah.
How you convert a Ger?
Right, so it's a little bit against this, because over here it doesn't sound like...
Right?
Over here it doesn't sound like your Maisim matter, it just matters what your knowledge is.
No, but the Maisim that you do in this world, they set you on the track of using the soul.
I think Lashon Hara says the female Ramasa who is Zocha. Like that's what
Tzadaka is. Yeah, isn't that in Tshuva?
I think it's in Hilchos Isha, she says that. In Hilchos Tshuva, he only mentions only not. He only
what does it say, Lafi Rov Masov?
He says that in Tshuva.
That's the Sharmai. I think people interpret.
That's why I understood.
So I know it's interesting, but if you look close, around means knowledge of myself.
No,
that's what it means. God's myself.
But where is that Rambam on? Lafi Rov Chachmasa. Lafi myself or Rov Chachmasa. Yeah, what do you got there?
He says, "Kashim shemodiyanoso anshan shalom mitzvos, kach modiyanoso nsparan shalom mitzvos. Modiyanoso shevasiyas mitzvos elu yiske lechayol maba." V'shein sham sadi gamor el baal chachma she'osu mitzvos elu v'yodan.
Yeah, that's right. That's not the same wrong. The other one he says a fi masov
rov chachma.
Rov chachma. So
is that? I mean, it's parak
yud. There is.
Where is her beer or tshuva?
What?
Where?
There.
And the one in tshuva he says l'fi masov rov chachma zocha. Over there, he means that there's a combination. That, in other words, there's the learning and the knowledge, and then there's the meisim. By meisim, he means how he values the knowledge.
Hmm. That's
he aligns himself with
right,
the knowledge.
Right, right, right. Person can have less knowledge and more of the love of the knowledge. And another person has more facts and less love of the knowledge. Hmm. So it's a combination.
Is that what we say, the apprehension of the soul?
What?
Is that what we say, the apprehension of the soul?
The apprehension of the soul.
I mean, he says in Perek Tes, he says, if you have the brachos, you get two alamos, you lo yikne hena chachmo maisen tovim, in lo b'mashi yiska. He says, "Eino oseik lo b'chachma lo mitzvah shebehem zochem chayel mabach." Like you're zochem to chachma and mitzvah.
Okay.
It's at the end of Aleph. It says, "Lufi godel ma'isav the godel chachmat of huzocha."
It's the end of where?
It's the end of in Perek Tes and Hilchos Tshuva.
Yes.
End of Halacha Aleph.
At the end of Halacha Aleph?
That's where it was.
Yeah, towards the end. It's, I guess, two-thirds of the way, roughly.
Yes, at the end of Halacha.
Yeah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nafsam Lana Torah Zu Eitz Chaim Nechora Oseh Kol Akatu Ba Fiyodo Deya Gemur Nechona Zocha Ba Lachai Haolam Haba Lufi Godo Maisa VeGodo Chachmasa Hu Zocha.
It's the middle of the Halacha.
I got it. Yeah, that's the one I was looking for. He has Lufi Godo Maisa VeRov Chachmasa Hu Zocha. You have the Gersa.
Yeah, Godo Maisa.
Yeah, I'm using one I think the top off here, so, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's what he means by the by myself he means his relationship to the Chachma.
Godo is a better word, I think, right? Because Rov sounds like a quantitative thing, you know?
Yeah, I never understood the Lashon Rov Chachma.
Godo is the greatness of it.
Yeah.
Alright.
That shows it's not just the knowledge, because it has to be something that appreciates it.
That's right.
I mean, if it's like you have knowledge, but it's not real to the person. That's what it means. The guy has knowledge without ma'isav.
He doesn't relate to it. That's why, that's the idea of Yisachar and Zvon. That he supports somebody to learn Torah. So he's Zochar Chai Olam Haba through that, because it shows that he has an Ava and a Tshuka for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but he needs the Chachma also.
Yeah, you need the Chachma or else what's the Maisim of the
Yeah, but you might not be able to go as abstract as
that's
as
right, but that's what he's saying. He's saying it's a... It's two
ratio.
It's a ratio, right. It's two variables.
Right.
So you have to measure the variables.
Right. But if you have zero chachma, ma'isav can help you.
Right.
But if you have some chachma, then if it's ma'isav tremendous, it's right. Relationship to that chachma is
right.
Right, if you increase.
It's interesting.
That's funny, I was at a bris recently, so somebody told me that somebody said to Ron Cutler that I took care of my Olam Haba because I'm paying for somebody's Ron Cutler.
Someone told this to Ron.
Oh, it was 2 weeks ago.
He says there's a few versions of the story, there usually is. But he says that this wealthy guy said that I took care of my Olam Haba because I'm paying somebody to learn and I split the schar with him.
Right.
So he said that Ravaran, because I think Chavos Chaim says you must say it's an even split, otherwise it's not a fair deal. I don't know what that means. But anyways, he apparently was operating on that assumption. So they say that Ravaran Kotler said to him, he said, that's good for the next world, what about this world?
Yeah, but even
it's like a trauma. Sense, the and Zvulna, the,
it's the same thing.
Does there a Moshe have a tshuva on that?
Could be.
You guys, eh?
Yeah.
People looking at it like in a childish way. Just pay for it, you botch an acquisition.
Yeah, yeah. Just
well, that's right. Right. That's not going to get you.
I know, but it's.
Oh, it really is a
question. I thought it was a question why it's not Mekach Tavs. It's like, right? It's not, how can you sell it for money? It's not worth it.
Right.
Shouldn't be
found. All it means is that it shows you the guy, the person's relationship to the Yitzhak.
Right.
But his other mice indicate that he's not related to the Chachma because he invests away his energy.
If he thinks he's just buying his way into this, that's not a good sign.
It doesn't mean that the other guy...
It doesn't mean that he means he really has no desire for it.
Right.
He just has desire to get to have some type of fantasy gain in his mind.
Right.
So then he probably gets nothing.
But maybe does the other guy... lose some of his schar because it's not, he doesn't like get kapach kisochol, you know, he doesn't.
Yeah.
So it could be like, I mean, he learns more Torah, but on the other hand, it's like, since he's not supporting himself, it's a certain lack in...
Certain lack, yeah.
It's not going to be the same perfection as the guy who's able to learn that same amount while supporting himself. It might be worth it, you know, but...
Yeah. Makes sense.
Every...
Yeah.
List